Hey guys, and welcome to another installment of Hero and Me. Although, this is the first time that I've actually been consecutive, I guess. But I don't know. This may be something long. So if you're ready, let's get into it because I am so over it. I am so done. I'm through. But before I get into all of that, how y'all doing? What's going on? What's good? What's been, you know, hope y'all been doing okay. I know a lot has been going on with me, and I hope y'all week has been way better than mine because, now that the greetings are over, if you feel that, you know, when people are talking about gays, lesbians, transgenders, anything, you know, that falls in those kinds of categories, if you feel like someone talking about that triggers you, turn me off now and do not put me back on, ever. I swear to mercy. Like, I don't talk about gay people a lot. I don't talk about my own sexuality a lot. I am gay. But it's happening today because I'm over it. I'm through. It's ridiculous. Also, gays, lesbians, whoever you are, if you a little funny, honey, okay? You like Skittles? Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles? Listen, if somebody getting real with you about situations that happen in your community triggers you, turn me off. Do not turn me back on because I'm about to go in. It's ridiculous. It's too much. It's too much. Now that they're gone, hear ye, hear ye. If you are grown, full grown, even new grown, like, oh, 18, 19, 20, 21 even, and your parents are still giving you a hard time because of things that you are trying to do with your life, do not give them any credit, any money, any anything, especially when you just, you know what? Hold on. Freeze. Backstory. Because y'all sitting over here like, what is he talking about? What you mean? What you mean? What brought this along? Let me tell you. This ain't happening to me. But it's happening to somebody that I'm dealing with, and I'm just over it. I'm over it. You literally go, and you are having a falling out with your parents. You are 21. You are having a falling out with your parents because they were sick or whatever. Something happened, and you decided to go back home, and you're taking care of them. You are helping them with rent. You are, you know, renting out a room in their apartment because you want to help them out. You're doing a whole lot for them, okay? And every time you did something they didn't like or whatever, especially because, you know, you're gay, especially because of that. But every time you did something that they didn't like, they would threaten to kick you out as if you literally aren't paying rent to stay there. So if they did want to, you know, kick you out or something, they would have to give you some kind of notice. Judge Judy, hello. First of all, okay. Second of all, with how much money that you're giving them, kicking somebody out should be just the least, the last thing you want to do, because y'all don't get paid that much, according to what this little boy be saying. Y'all need all the help y'all can get, yet every time something happens, you are literally trying to throw away your help. Which trips me out because you literally put a limit on everything this person can do. He's 21. If you're going to go somewhere, you have a key to the house. You leave, you come, you make sure you lock that door. Don't be, you know, coming at all times of the night or whatever, making all the noise. Okay, I understand that. But if I say that I'm finna go out and I'm finna go do something and I'll be back, I shouldn't even have to say that. First of all, because I got a car, I got stuff to do. I'm here because y'all, but it's whatever. But if I'm doing whatever I'm doing with my life when I'm not at home, Why are you calling me to make sure, you know, I'm with the people that I say I'm with? Why are you calling me to make sure, oh, I'm okay? But you're not really trying to make sure I'm okay. You're really just trying to be messy. And again, see who I'm with, where I'm at, and what's going on over in my land. Stay in your lane. You make no sense. You are so mad because I am gay. If you call me and I say that I'm finna go do something, honey, you may hear a little going on. Don't play with me, because I will answer the phone and I'll be like, what do you want? And continue to do whatever the heck I'm doing. And you know, this person right here, this person's parents loves to FaceTime. So whenever like he's doing something, he's like, okay, I'm doing something, I'll be back, this, to make sure that he is where he says he is. Mom will FaceTime him. I'm like, oh, you good? Because if it was me, I would intentionally go and find me a little hookup somewhere. And when she call, I will answer that phone. And I'll let you see a dick or two. Oh, yeah. Oh, real fast. Real fast, because you want to be all up in my business. I have no time for it. What you're not going to do is sit over here and aggravate me with anything that you are doing or anything that you're going through, because I'm not dealing with it. Period. Get it together. I can't. Now, moving on. We're going. This dude has moved out, okay? You moved out because your parents kicked you out because you were gay and you were trying to get into a relationship with somebody. And they did not like the fact that you were trying to get into a relationship with somebody because they thought that you being gay was like a little phase you was going through because you've always been rebellious. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I can't. It pisses me off. I can't do it. And you being the softer you are, when you move out, you are literally, you're hurting for money already. But smart you saved up a whole lot of money in your savings account. It's not a whole lot, but you know, it's enough to get you by to whatever you're doing until you find a place of your own where you can actually be established. Okay, no, you're like, oh, well, I know they still need help and you know, they're my parents. So you give them $2,000 for kicking you out and literally treating you like shit. Literally. Let me find out, honey, because I will be mean to everybody. I will. I will be mean to everybody if it means that I'm going to get $2,000 for doing it. Hello? Child, say a couple words. Have you crying real fast? I don't. What? Yeah. $2,000? What? Girl, come on. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Come on. Because you ain't said nothing. You ain't said nothing but a word, honey. I can't. Honey. Okay, moving on. You're giving them money for them treating you all different kinds of ways. Today is your mom's birthday. You are over there at that house ready to get criticized or whatever because you want to show up and say happy birthday to your doggone mama. No. The wound is still fresh, first of all. So what I'm not going to do is go over there and deal with anything that y'all are doing, whether it's your birthday or not. You better than me. But before I got into this podcast, okay, this is real time. Real time, honey. Real time, y'all. Real time. You are on the phone with me, talking to me about it, as if I did not already tell you what to do. Y'all need to learn how to listen. If you have a friend that is sitting over here helping you out with things that you are going through, listen to them. 9 times out of 10, they have been through it before you did. They are telling you what happened in their situation, which may or may not be what is going on in your situation. But the point is, it also may be the thing that's happening in your situation. Do not come over here and complain to me about something that I know that's going on after I told you exactly what to do to avoid the issue. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because that's how bitches get slapped. I'm not with it. Get it together. No. Uh-uh. No. That's aggravating. I don't know. I just really feel like I made the right choice. And, you know, this. And, you know, they're my parents and this, all this other. I don't care who they are, honey. What? You could have been my great-grandma. Oh, if you treated me funny, I'm about to treat you funny as well. You know what? It's going to be so funny when I treat you funny because you won't see me. I will not deal with you. That's how funny I'm going to treat you. You were sitting over here trying to deal with me and treat me some kind of way. Well, let me do you a favor. And I'm not going to talk to you, speak to you, look at you, know nothing. When I do, I may be polite. Hey. And keep on doing whatever the heck I'm doing because I don't have time for any of the drama that you are in the toxicity or whatever that you got to bring into my life right here, right now, at this very moment. Everybody is not for you. I need everybody that's listening, everybody that's not listening, I need you to understand that everybody is not for you. The only people that are for you is you, yourself, and you. You are for you if you choose to be that person that is for you. Okay? If you find yourself in a relationship and you really trust this person is treating you right or whatever, that person is for you. That mama, that daddy, that auntie, that uncle, that brother, that sister, that anybody that was sitting over there doing something towards you that was not benefiting you whatsoever, not helping you grow up into the person that you are meant and supposed to be, is not for you. And don't you turn around and go back to them doggone people because it's not funny. It's not cool. It ain't nothing. Leave it where it is because you don't need none of it. Get it together, y'all. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Don't do that. It's not funny anymore. We're done. I'm over it. This is too much. I'm sick. I'm tired. Ridiculous. And for what? For you to sit over here and call up the same friend that you were sitting over here talking to as they told you what to do? For you to be sitting over here crying about foolishness that concerns you but don't concern you because whatever somebody thinks about you is what they think? That has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. Stay in your lane. But you can't help to be messy and sit over here and keep going to the same people that keep mucking you up. Stop. You grown. You have the power, the energy, and the money to stand on your own two feet and make your own decisions. If you decided to go over there after you already know in your heart of hearts what is about to happen, that's you. You stupid. Don't call, don't text, don't email, no nothing until you figure out what you are about to do, what you're going to say on this phone or what you're about to do with your life. Because I know it's ridiculous. We have issues in the LGBTQ, LMNOP community or whatever. Okay. Because of dumb stuff that we do. And then blame it on the other person because they did it to you. You have the power to change everything that's going on around you. If you use your imagination, think outside the box and stay petty. I'm not finna say that's all the reasons, that's all the situations, because it's not. But if we are finna make this LGBT stuff like really, you know, stick, because y'all already really trying to treat it like a race, then let's treat it like a race. Come on. You wanna do it? We can do it. We can do it right here, right now. Because it's not just y'all, it's every race, it's everybody. Okay? Everybody has the power to choose what they're about to do. You have the power to, you know, make somebody get you aggravated. You have the power to go over there to that toxic ex that, you know, keep messaging you. And you know full and good well what's about to happen if you message back. You chose to text him. You chose to text him back. He knew what he was doing. And you knew what you was doing when you text back, honey. It ain't nobody's fault but your own. Y'all need to stop. You need to stop. You can't complain about something that you are putting yourself in. You keep putting yourself in these situations that keep dragging you down further and further into the places that you claim you don't want to be. But what you claim in and what you're saying is not aligning with your actions, because you keep taking steps to keep getting hurt. You keep taking steps to keep getting hurt. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else. There's nothing. Now let me get off y'all and let me go on to these parents. Y'all need to get yourselves together, because y'all be sitting over here really with the foolishness. I'm not finna sit here and play, because I had the same issue with my doggone parents, and y'all sitting over here waited way too late to try to agree and try to, you know, get on my doggone level of maturity. You took too long. I don't care about anything that y'all are sitting over there doing. I don't care. I'll speak. I'll say, hey, I'll be like, oh, okay, whatever, what's good. You know what I'm saying? But we do not have the same relationship that we did beforehand. Y'all really tripping, because it kills me. It kills me how when we're younger, you sit here and you say, you know, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their this is this. You know, that's how you stop arguments. Or, you know, like if you are about to argue or something, you kind of turn into a debate to where, oh, you feel this way, I feel this way. That is your opinion. Here are the facts. Yet when somebody comes out as gay or whoever they feel like they want to be or is or whatever, you completely dismiss the facts and throw in nothing but opinion about what you thought that their life should pan out to be, because you planned out their life in your head. Honey, that ain't got nothing to do with us, but everything to do with you. And then after you are missing that child and like, oh, I just really want that child back, you sit there and you try to act like their decision is okay with you all of a sudden, when it's not, because you're still, you know, throwing little wisecracks, you know, while we all at this family reunion. You're not protecting me whenever somebody says something real, one of my relatives say something real whack because of who I decide to bring to the family reunion or who I'm talking to at this, I don't know, gathering or whatever. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it, because I sure don't believe it. You carried me for 9 months, and because I decide that I like a dick, you finna be like, oh, I don't know him? That's crazy. You ain't do all that work for nothing, did you? I mean, because you acting like you did. But I want you to also know that I don't need you to go ahead and do whatever the heck I'm about to do with my life. Just know when I decide to settle down, when I decide to have kids, when I decide to do whatever the heck I'm about to do with my life, and it's all good and glamorous or whatever, don't come knocking on my door. Don't text me. Nothing. I don't want to hear you, see you, look at you, no nothing. Stay in your lane. You didn't have time for me back then. I don't have time for you now. My kids will not be exposed to anything you got going on over there. I may or may not attend your funeral. And please do ask me to speak, because I will speak on some stuff, okay? I wish you well with all this stuff that you got going over there in your life or whatever. But for me and mine, you're going to have to get to stepping. Don't sit here and suddenly decide that you love me and you are okay with whatever I'm doing because you miss the relationship we had. Because I needed you to love me regardless when I was going through that, you know, basically identity crisis, and kind of solved the crisis myself and tried to tell you about it, because we had that kind of relationship. Or even if I hid it and you found out about it. And so what? That should just tell you how much of a parent you are, because I didn't feel like I could come and talk to you about the situation. Get it together. Because again, whatever you think about me, whatever you got going on over there, whether I'm young, old, skinny, short, fat, no, nothing. That has everything to do with you and nothing to do with me. Come on now. Because you're doing the most. Oh. Oh, girl. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll probably yelling. This thing is probably loud as heck in this microphone. I'm just really going. Like, that stuff really just had me going. Like, oh my gosh. Why are you giving your parents money for treating you all kinds of whack? And you keep going over there to where you're getting hurt. And then mad at the fact that they keep doing it to you as if something is finna change within the 2 days you let them breathe to go back over there to go do the same thing. Well, it's her birthday. I don't care. It could be Christmas. It could be Thanksgiving. You know what I'm thankful for? Not dealing with whatever foolishness they got going on if I did go over there for Thanksgiving. Just for y'all to sit over here and be like, ooh, should he really be eating? How he finna have sex? How this, and this is this? Who he brung to the... Who he brung? I don't know, but that ain't no girl. This is... Oh, shoot, it's true that he like boys. No. I can do without. And when I get a family, trust and believe, whatever y'all was doing over there when I was growing up won't happen in my household. And I want you to watch, look, really look, and really listen to how close and peaceful and just all around good, great even, me and my household is compared to how you decided to raise your household, your kids. These could have been your doggone proud grandkids, your grandkids that you were proud of. But if you don't want no relationship with me because of what I'm doing, I don't want you to have no relationship with my kids. Because that stuff rubs off on children. I don't need them growing up anything like you. How unkind, how unloving you are because of a decision that somebody is making for their own future. Especially these Christians claim to be Christians, but the Bible does say, hate the sin, but love the sinner. The Bible is telling you to do something and you're not doing it. You're going to hell. Girl, let me stop. I'm just saying though, like, come on now. I don't care if you agree with my decision or not. I am still the same person that you grew up with, that you carried, that, you know, came to talent shows and stuff. I'm still that person. But I also can be the person to tell you when, where, and how to shove it, because you are all up in everything that I'm trying to do for my future. The future that you have planned out yourself in your head about what I was going to do, how I was going to be, and everything like that. Again, has nothing to do with me and everything to do with you. Come on, get it together. I'm not here for it. I'm not having it. No. I just can't. It's really been something this week. It's really been something. Like, time after time, I have been just bombarded with all of my friends sitting over here telling me something that, you know, their parents or somebody has been doing to them, because especially because of Corona, We all kind of locked up, although we're not really, but some people are really, you know, trying to stay inside or whatever. And, you know, you really have to deal with your family, and your family really has to deal with you. And it's really, you are really seeing true colors that I, first of all, told you was there the whole time, but we ain't going to get into that. Oh, people don't listen. You don't listen. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, no nothing. If you are speaking truth, I'm listening. You could be whole 3 years old sitting over here talking about the Bible or something and really speaking some truth. I'm finna be like, Joe, who taught him that? Because they sure didn't lie. They ain't never lied. And I will take that under consideration and do with it as you will. You know what I'm saying? But I honestly really just felt like somebody needed to hear that. No matter who you are, what you believe you are, what you want to be. If there is negativity somewhere, whether it is in your family, your bloodline, friends, whatever. Cut it out. Stop it. Leave it alone. Unless you got to deal with it. And if you got to deal with it, you better deal with it like a boss. Like them people at doggone work, you know. You still got a job. You still got a job due to your boss sitting over there tripping. He doing some foolishness. You better work something out. Do something. But if it's people that's like literally bringing you down because of things that you are doing with your life and your future, you made a decision and you feel like it's the right thing to do. Not saying all that drug and all the foolishness, because that is the wrong thing to do. Don't get into that. Nah, listen to them. Don't get into that. You a drunk? Listen to them. Listen. Don't get into that. Because that's, no, I'm talking building a life for yourself, being productive in the way that you want to be productive. When people are threatening that's when you know that they're not for you. And after you kind of get a hang of it, you'll be able to look at people and be like, no, I don't like him. He's not for me. No, he got to go. Because he finna be all for me in my face. And then out here in these streets, finna be talking all kinds of tomfoolery about me. No, I don't need none of that. I don't need that drama. I don't need that extra. No. Which is crazy, because I love drama. Me? Oh, I love me some drama. Oh, I will get in it real fast. Quick to start an argument. Oh, love to argue. But even then, I know who to argue with and how to argue. I don't argue, I debate. We put facts in there, we put opinions in there, and after that, we both leaving with a doggone smile on our face because of the whole argument that we had. And we may have it a couple more times with, you know, with some new information that we get. We not sitting over here, you know, that's why your mama dead, or that's why you gay, that's why you can't get no boyfriend, stuff like that. Them kind of conversations, we not having. We're not dealing with it. We're throwing them away. Okay. Choose your friends wisely. If your family don't like you, you like yourself. And you go build you a family that's going to love you for who you are. And you do the same. All that toxic foolishness. Wow, foolishness. Jesus. All that toxic foolishness. All that negativity that you don't need because it's stressing you out. It is literally hindering you from doing certain things or thinking about other things than what they said at that doggone cookout yesterday. Leave it alone. Drop them until they decide to get themselves together, or until you decide that you're about to tell them to get themselves together so they can do it. Nobody has time for that. Keep your opinions to yourself if they are not pertaining to something productive that I can do with my life. Keep your opinions to yourself if I did not ask you for yours. People need to realize that people are still the same people that they are, whether they're gay, straight, thick, thin, whatever race. You are still the same person that, you know, you grew up with, that you knew, There's no reason to treat them any differently because of choices they decided to make for their future. It's not your future. It's theirs. Let them have one. Come on now. I can't. It's just a whole lot. Just a whole lot. We really gotta stop. We really gotta stop. But child, I don't know. I just can't. Ooh, this thing at 30 minutes. Ooh, honey. Dang, and cars is loud. Oh my gosh. I don't know if y'all heard that, but he was like, passing my dog on house, child. I'm over here pacing again. Every time I'm making a podcast, I start pacing. Ooh. Because I just be getting so mad. Like, oh my gosh. Ugh. Dang. Why don't y'all make better people? Oh, come on, mamas. Y'all need to do better. When you decide to, you know, bust it wide open and pop you out a little baby, you know, at least help them grow up to be, you know, somebody instead of the people that I be sitting over here dealing with. Ugh. Just aggravating. Just, I can't. Everybody is worth something. Each decision you make is a decision that you made. Don't blame anything that anybody did in reaction to your decision on yourself, on anybody else, because you decided to make that decision in the first place. Unless, you know, it's one of those real good decisions and people just reacting poorly or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, there's a place, a time, in everything, for everything, for you to be sitting over here talking and doing stuff, you know, like, let's say you didn't want to come out. I get that. I know, especially at first, you really just want everybody to know, like, you made a decision, like, this is what I want to be. Tell the people you know are about to take a well. Tell one or two people, really just one person, that you know isn't going to take it well. Just so you can start to get a feel for what you're in for. Be smart about the decisions you're making. That way you don't have to make really tough decisions right there off the bat. Like the decision to, you know, stay in contact with your family or not. I'm not saying keep a secret, but I'm also not saying you need to tell them. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to tell everybody everything. You tell them what they need to know and call it a day. If they don't need to know that you're sitting over here looking for a new job, don't say nothing. They'll find out when you change jobs. You know what I mean? But let me stop because I got stuff to do. I got work to do. I got something to do. I'm going to find something to do. I'll probably just end up going to bed, though, because what time is it? It's 8:09. 8:09? Really? Is that early? My goodness, I just feel so tired. I just came off of work, and I'm just dying. Ooh, but y'all, I was on break, and I was dealing with that whole just monster of a lecture I literally just gave while I was at work, too. It was just a whole lot. Then you decided to call me right when I got off work and still was complaining about stuff and everything. No. Literally, I was like, I'm gonna go. Get off my phone. Move. Why? What's going on? You mad at me? Yes, I am. Because you don't listen. And if you're not finna sit over here and listen, do not call my phone. There's no reason for you to call me if you're not finna pay attention to anything I'm saying. Beep, beep, beep. Hung up that phone. Ciao. Shoot. Bet you ain't call back, though. I don't play them kind of games. I do not play. Shoot. You tick me off, I'm gonna let you know that you tick me the hell off. And I'm finna tell you why and how to not do it again. But I'm gonna let y'all go because this has been a whole child Scooby Doo episode plus 4 minutes. Child, that's how I tell time. I be, you know, doing my little TV shows and be like, you know, how much time it is. So if it's like 25 or 20 minutes, they be like, oh, that's a whole Scooby Doo episode with no commercials. Oh my gosh. I can't. But All right. Thank y'all for listening. For the people that actually stayed throughout this whole thing or even started to listen to it. Y'all are a big help to me. I like when other people are listening to things that I'm just throwing out there. Usually because I know for a fact what I'm saying is going to help somebody else. Or it's just going to help somebody laugh. But this podcast is one podcast, wow, podcast that is really important to me. So please, if you are listening and you do fall under these categories, listen. If you fall under any of those categories, take what I said and put it into practice. Take it and put it into practice right now. You don't need it. I don't need it. Your sister, and all your other friends don't need it either. People thrive on trying to knock you down at every doggone turn. The farther you are down, the farther up they feel they are when they're really lower than you. Don't let anything that anybody says that is really trying to discourage you get to you. I need everybody to remember that success is the best revenge for anything, any problem, any issue, anything that anybody has ever said to you. You go get you some money, honey. You go and you do things that are going to make you happy. Because success is not just about money or about fixing your body or about doing anything. It's about you being happy and the fact that they're not. And you can tell they're not happy because they opened their mouth and said some slick shit like that. Your happiness is enough success to have any hater hating even more. And I'm going to leave on that. Thanks for listening. Bye, y'all. I'm like, ooh, bye y'all, or something like that. I think of something else that I actually wanted to do. All right, so yes, my nickname is Hero, but I do have a YouTube channel and Instagram, you know, Snapchat, everything like that. And I'm really just trying to get everybody out there, whatever, you know, get my name flowing or junk. Although I don't really use my nickname Hero in any of my other stuff, I actually use my real name, which actually, you know, kind of destroys my whole, ooh, I don't want my, you know, government info to be out, in the first podcast or pilot episode of, you know, this whole podcast series, but in this podcast series, I'm Hero, period. So if you want, you know, if you must, please follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, you know, all social media platforms, if I have them things. I have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to that, honey. Oh, please do. We kind of just got back on that with my best friend. We are always doing stuff, and our collective channel and, you know, the Instagram and everything is called It's Trap. ITZZTRAP. You could just look that up on YouTube, subscribe to that. The Snapchat is ITZZTRAP478. And I think the Instagram is just ItchTrap. You know, subscribe to those because, yeah. This is really the only thing that I have by myself. Again, like I'm saying, I'm usually always doing stuff with my best friend, and we're just like going back and forth about literally the same thing as this podcast, except it's by myself in a way more, you know, vulgar and just really deep into stuff, cuss words and all. Don't really cuss in anything that I do with my best friend. We're very, you know, like everybody friendly. But yeah, check us out. Get us some numbers up so we can do something big, have some kind of a contest or whatever, child. You know, I was sitting over talking about $2,000 in this podcast right here, so who knows? But yeah, make sure you follow me, and then you can follow my personal account. It's n.l.8_. That's my Instagram, and you can DM me and, you know, tell me things that are going on with you, issues that are happening with you. I'm here to help, and my best friend helps me with those kind of things as well. So we're both here. You can DM me personally or do our joint account, which is It's Trap, on any platform, and let us know so we can help you. And or if you want to do something or have something be talked about on our YouTube channel or just on my podcast or something, you know, because, you know, hearing your story and from somebody else's point of view really does make a difference and help in deciding some decisions that you are going to have to make eventually in your life. Just saying. Wow. I feel like Yoda. But literally, this time, I'm done. I'm out. I'm gone. That's it. Bye.